see how the dust is going to settle. So good. Here's what's going on. The world is in flux. F-L-U-X. Flux. That's what's left over when you get told. The flux is what you tap off. It's like a, it's something that burrs up over a sealed bond. You see, tap the flux away, the impurities. They scale over like a scab. Tap over that. And it's been, it's quite systemic. It's quite systemic. So it's blowing through. This is the thing which we said all along in this building up to a crescendo, and now it's getting to the good parts. Now when people fall over dead, now everybody knows somebody who's fell over dead with COVID now. And it's got to a place where they're using it for power plays at every level. But they're making it so now, since the moo is not quite as deadly, but it's so much more vicious. See, and what's happening is these antibodies that are being created in the humans, okay, that's a natural, that's called natural immunity, Carolyn. You've done that shit. You've been doing that longer than they've been playing with telomeres, haven't you? But that's not the point. The point is they're encouraging everybody to get the jab so that the new messenger RNA can be instilled. And once that gets instilled, it's the clock has begun.
Wow. So,
as you well know.
Yeah, well, you say the new mRNA, but they have, it's still the same jab. There's nothing new about it, right?
They're changing it. It's a phased. It's phased. It's phased. We sent you TikToks about that.
Yeah. It's phased, understood.
What's happening is now they're going to do, and then that's why they can't do it all at once, because everybody's falling over dead. Nobody will take the damn stuff. But if it's a little bit, little bit, now, we got a new variant. So we need to do a booster. Here's the news. Here's your booster.
Right.
So you do a booster.
Well,
they adjust the booster. It's not the same.
Right, yeah. Jeez. So you said moo. Is moo what we know as Omicron?
A version of it. Now on land and sea descending. We put the words up. We made a big deal about that song, the hymn, Vesper hymn. We made a very big deal about that. And that's when that began.
Mm.
Now it's like whoosh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh, yeah. So, okay, I'll ask some questions, but you can interject it with more preliminary. Now, there's a whole thing I have about Cliff High and aliens. So does Cliff High understand the alien factor, or is he just getting that from you?
Getting it from you.
Yeah. Okay. So, Bob, I will turn it over to you now. I had some awesome interaction with Ion here. Bob is coming over. Oh.
Yeah.
I have to hang on.
It's so tight now, because see what's fixing to happen. What's fixing to happen is all them angels you got corralled, they finna kick back. They finna kick back. And when they kick back, that's this whole earthing that's causing everything to spur. And if you think La Paloma Loma's through, you got another thought coming. It's being held at bay for just a second. I don't mean many seconds either. It's being held. You've got, here's what, let's just explain this. Bob is going to have a cow. He should have jumped in here when he could, but it don't matter. You've got these circle of events, okay? They talk about things are circular. Okay, it's almost like an LP, a long play album. You have these rings, and they go in a circle, and you drop the needle, and it stays in that pathway. But it goes around and around and around and around and around. Okay, so basically it's like what you call your history that you are repeating. Now you're right back to segregation. You're right back to segregation. Literally right back to segregation.
Yeah.
I'm like, we got over this part. What happened? So the circular aspect is the repetitious condition, human, little man, human condition, okay? Mm-hmm. And the human condition is now making it where it's not comfortable to live. That's when people mm-hmm. start dying.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
the heart, you have a will to live, you can outlive anything.
Yeah.
It's like we tell Bob all the time, he's too old to die young now.
Mm-hmm.
Too old to die young. So good. So now what happens is this becomes a new level of pressure. So being comfortable with something, a la Suvon thing, being comfortable with something is different than trying to survive. See the difference?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so they're going to keep amping it up to where you can't go out of your house unless you're jabbed 8 times. Mm-hmm. And then they're not sure, mm-hmm. then they can't trust you, so they're going to jab you themselves. When you go to the store, okay, come right over here. We'll just give you a little jab right over here. Oh, you don't want the jab? Okay, then you're not coming in. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be like Bob's buddy, Adolf Hitler. He's got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
He did. Uh-huh. He really did cherish his relationship with that man. You know that, don't you?
No, he did not. Bob, get on the phone. Stop making me ask questions.
But you get good answers, though, darling. You do that. Now, we'll give you that. You get good answers, though. That's good. Okay. The Supreme
themselves.
Court, too. They said you cannot make people with 100 people get vaccinated. You can't do it. It's not constitutional. You suckhead dog. They called him that, too. That Mr. Gorsuch said, you're a suckhead dog.
So, but the drama they put everybody through by dragging it out, the mandates already went into effect, they screwed up. It's like they had mm-hmm. to play both ways.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So they made a decision, but it won't affect anybody.
No. That's against the law. You cannot make people... more than 100 employees, that's off the table. That's gone now. Now what you got to do, what they're dealing with, is that the medical workers, if government money goes into it, then they can make you, be vaccinated. They can do that.
Are the majority of people in hospitals objecting to that? Workers.
They all quit. They've all quit. They've all gone to do something else. They don't have to. They don't. They're like, fuck you. I can go home and work for nothing. Yeah, I'm not gonna do this. Get away from me.
Has the majority of Americans recognize that vaccines are a big problem?
Well, no. There's nothing wrong with vaccines. This particular mRNA is a particular problem. That's the problem.
Right, and do a lot of Americans recognize that one is screwed up?
Correct, because otherwise, how is it that you're able to, every time in before when we do this, it takes 10 years to come up with, and here you had it the same time you had the breakout, about the same time, in less than a year, 9 months. It's a little bit suspicious.
Well, the people can't follow the news to get any accuracy. They don't really can tell what's happening. There's a lot of talk about more and more people got COVID. Are mm-hmm. there studies showing that people are dying from the mRNA or the graphene or whatever this vaccine
I don't know.
Is doing?
Don't know. They have no test to tell what it is. So I don't know how they're deciding that everybody's got it, because there's no test for Omicron. There is no test for Omicron. The only thing they can do that can work is they can do a DNA segmenter where they can splice the DNA and see if there's anything left outside of it. But they're not doing that. They're not spending that much money for these rapid test crap. That's stupid. And they're not doing it. So,
well, who's saying that there's all these COVID cases? No, who's
the
saying
CDC?
This?
The CDC said that 87% of the cases were Omicron, and there's no test for Omicron. That's what I said.
Is that being pointed out? People are saying, what are you talking about? You don't have a test.
Well, there is a test. There is a test, but there's no way in the world they're going to spend $1,500 a person to do cross-type genome tracking to see if there's anything left of your DNA, of Omicron.
So you were telling Carolyn's going to get more and more uncomfortable. So they're going to go forward with the jab, regardless the delusion that alternative doctors come up with, saying, no, that's not true. We got these statistics that show that you're lying and all that. That doesn't matter. The information environment doesn't matter.
Right. Nobody's watching anything. They're not really believing anything anymore. I mean, because every time they turn around, we went from no mask to 5 masks to 2 masks to you got to get vaccinated. You don't have to wear a mask no more. Now you got to get vaccinated, boosted, and jabbed again, and you still got to wear it back to 2 masks, and you can't go outside. But it's like, now, wait a minute now. Which one was it for me? For me? You know, for me. Yeah, that. Oh, yeah, that ain't working. So, it's unfathomable. It's unfathomable. To say the least.
So the tech body is running the information environment with alien influence, B1 influence. That's B1.
That's correct.
So
that is correct.
Everything I hear on Drudge, on Dambon Geno, anywhere on our own site, all the information is bullshit.
It may or may not be. That's not the problem. It's that you are having to trust something outside of your window or world to have any information, to have any insight.
Yeah, that's the tech body. Yeah. It's outside our world.
Correct. Well, it is becoming your world. You are now trespassing in the tech body land presently.
Well, because it's their world, and we're being drawn into it because we have no results to go.
Correct.
So was this predicted by, I don't know how much accuracy of a prediction, but does Finnegan's Wake show us the confusion, the confused information environment of the tech body? Is that what it's changing for us?
Sure.
Okay.
But of course.
So does Joyce get credit for anticipating the tech body?
Yes, then he gets credit for wasting a tremendous amount of absinthe.
Right. But it's not so much him. Finnegan's Wake, the book, gets credit.
Yeah. Correct.
And the angels guided the making of that book. I think you said that.
Yes, they did.
Were the angels celebrating that this was going to do in the humans?
Yes, of course.
Right. So, you know, McLuhan used to be suspicious of Finnegan's Wake. He said, this is a black mass, he said. This is a covert black mass. To the degree the angels don't have humans' interests in mind, that is a black mass against humans, correct?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but see, but the little men understand it because they're going to die anyway. They're just ashes to ashes. They're done. So for them, it's not that big a deal. They're going to die anyway, so it's just normal.
Well, little man, he accepts the cycles of life and birth and death, right?
And that turns into the lines of an LP record player.
So the cycles of life, birth, youth, marriage, adulthood, death, is all through Finnegan's Wake. Are the angels mocking the stupid circular life that humans make themselves because they believe that there is something called death that alters them and its preference to living? It's a mocking. It's a mocking, like a black man.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. It would be.
Can we make this a theme in my press conference on my birthday holiday, February 2nd?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. If there's anybody left living, that would be great.
Okay. You've been saying this for years. Oh, okay. Just we're supposed to be in the tribulation. We're getting into the early months of 2022 and severe tribulation dying. Now, I don't see dying, though Carolyn says certain alternative doctors and people monitoring are saying there's a lot of people dying in the hospitals or in life from heart attacks and lung problems, I guess, blood clots.
Yeah.
And there's more and more people saying they have these statistics. But the dramatic dying of everybody that I've been waiting for, as I predicted, I don't see happening until today.
It is. That's exactly right. And that's the reason we say we've been at this, but it's just now catching up. We gave everybody a heads up, so you had plenty of time to work it out. Okay? So good.
Yeah.
But now it's like now you were finishing your sentence. Now today go ahead.
I hear that it has begun. The bad scene has begun.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
The leading to 2 billion people dying around the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Now you could say that, and then in a month nothing's happening. Are we going to have statistics about it that makes it obvious?
Yes.
Or is it continue to be covered up by the tech body and Wolf Blitzer?
After a little while, it doesn't matter who's listening to Wolf Blitzer, for God's sake.
Right.
That's the problem now. Nobody's listening to those people.
I heard that the people who own CNN, they invested in other companies, other products, other industries years ago. They don't care about CNN. And it's just being allowed to dangle. Is that correct? The people who own? Yeah, they've moved on.
Mm-hmm.
So they
knew it was over. They knew it was over.
Yeah, why do they think it's over?
Because nobody's watching them. They have zero people. More people watch the SeaWorld Orca live stream than watching CNN. And nobody's listening to them. They're not listening to them. They're not watching them. They're not seeing them. So now, whatever, they don't even get sound bites. You don't even hear from Whoopi Goldberg no more. You don't even hear from her.
Right, but the CNN, what was a public marker that the public, hit the critical mass and said, screw those guys? Well, what caused that?
The Cuomo conundrum.
You mean when Cuomo was dealing with the New York COVID crisis, that period, or before that?
That period, before that, it was all kind of simultaneously, as you know.
Right. It includes Russiagate, the general anti-Trump mood. So CNN went anti-Trump, and they got cursed, and they were killed.
Correct. That's right.
Yeah, that's what's happening. Yeah.
And okay. MSLSD, the same way. And now every time you turn around, they make a misstep, and then they get beat, they get their head sliced off. I mean,
well,
your dear governor of New York, he was going to be the next president. He was sure of it, but not no more. He ain't available no more.
he thought he was going to be president as a result of Trump's mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yeah. Well, is he in a state of shock, or are they just too stupid and he doesn't care and he's just drunk?
He's thinking to be charged and then go to jail.
Okay. Is he pissed off about that? Like, scared?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's stunned because he's like, oh, my God. This is the stuff I used to do to people. Now they're doing it to me. I don't like this very much.
Does he know he has subject to the Trump curse?
We
understand
it
that way. Yeah.
We'd say
and
yes.
And his brother got it too, Chris Cuomo.
Yep.
Got nailed.
He sure did.
Okay, so this may be considered gossip, what we're talking about here, but Ian likes to talk about this stuff or point out what's happening to these people. Would you say the Biden image is completely kaput?
Well, 37%. Dead? He's got a 33% rating now, so he's pretty much gone.
That's pretty low. Who did Nixon get that low in Watergate?
Oh, no, not at all.
What does Jill Biden think of this?
She ain't. They're not talking. She ain't talking.
She's not talking to Biden because Biden's dead and she knows
it. It's over. Yeah, it's toast.
No, she knows that her husband was killed, right?
Yeah.
She knows that.
Yeah. And now you have to notice, now what's happening is they're fixing this. They're starting to dig up the White House now. They put up the cement walls now. So that now they're going to start believing it in a second. Now they've got a cement wall, dug out a cement hole, like they're fixing to go pile all the bodies in the hole now. So that's going to be fun. We're going to see how we ain't said nothing about that. We're going to see if anybody notices that they're digging up the front yard of the White House, pouring concrete.
Why is it being dug up?
For the bodies.
To put bodies in or to remove them?
Put bodies in, too.
And the bodies of who and what?
That are going to die.
What? That are going to die. You mean White House staff, Biden staff?
Well, they're not there. They're not there.
Right.
They're just digging it up because nobody's using it. It's no big deal.
So whose bodies will go in there?
The dead ones.
Around the Trump Organization? Or what? Where will these people, why are these people there? There's Biden not there. Who's there that gets buried there?
They're going to. They'll be when it breaks out, which it will. They won't be able to get them out, so they're just going to bury them there. The people that are in there, that the aliens kill.
That the aliens have killed or will kill.
Both. Both.
So the aliens occupy the White House.
No. No one occupies the White House. No.
All right, but the aliens are going to kill people or watch people die, and the aliens will bury people.
Well, no, they'll bury them. They won't. The aliens don't care. They'd eat them.
So these aliens are the old, we like to say Project Paperclip Nazi aliens, the A2. They're the A2 aliens, the ones driven out of the Pentagon, not the new B2. They haven't arrived yet. Correct? Would you agree?
We would.
Yeah. Okay. So, so Trump is saying, okay, the tech body says that Trump is making anybody who wants to be around in the Republican Party for the next year or so, you better start demanding the election fraud to be uncovered and to work towards that, or you ain't in the party. Is that true, or is the tech body saying that?
We would say, can we say both? Can we say both?
Yeah. Well, the tech body is saying
both.
It. Right. The tech body is saying what it says, and that's what we hear about. What Trump is doing and thinking, we're not going to hear about. Correct?
Well, no. That's not. You will. You're fixing to. It's about run its course, Bob. See, ain't nobody running around blowing the horn and screaming and Red Nation, you know, they kind of quieted all that crap down because it's kind of like, this is silly. It's like, it's coming any day. It's coming any day. We're going to, come on, Patriots. Shoot them in the face. All that kind of thing. It kind of quieted all that down because now it's like, oh.
Well, wait a minute. So okay. The tech body quieted that down. Is Trump preparing to be communicated about by the tech body on a new level, a new something?
Yeah.
Trump's image.
Yes.
And he has Melania to help him on understanding what's happening.
That's correct. And we're fond of him too, but he's not as important as you.
Right. Does he know that?
Indirectly, because Melania knows it.
Melania knows it. Okay, so 2022 is going to be completely different from 2021 in the tech body information world, just as 2021 was completely different from 2020. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
So you're saying the serious tribulations, and this is for the public, the dying, is now starting this week, today. Then it started.
It's already begun. It's already begun. Because see, that was the whole thing with Trump, is that he was the scoundrel that killed everybody. But now more people have died under Biden than they did under Trump. So there's your first marker. There's a Negro in the woodshed.
Right. So is Sidney Powell, and I guess General Flynn, Mike Lindell, they're getting ready to have a bit of a victory in the court or in some level?
What court? Now we're in the court of public opinion, Bob. So, yeah, there's nobody, there's no place to contrive to. There's no place that you go to say, oh, I won or oh, I lost. There's nobody keeping score anymore.
Well, what the tech body tells us what's going on. What has the tech body got in store for 2022? What are some headlines, so to speak?
You'll find out.
You don't want to say.
Correct.
All right. So you're saying that you've been correct all along. There's been a delay. The RIP caused a delay, but that's over. And now we're back on schedule. And that means where will I look at the statistics moving towards the 2 billion dying? Where will I see that in the tech body if I start looking tomorrow?
Follow CDC. Follow the CDC. Now, you can't really believe it, but they've got the numbers. But see,
and they will
the
post them?
They have already. You want to find something to look at. Oh, no, go to Drudge. Drudge Report. That's where you should look.
Yeah, but you have to get around the CDC site to see this stuff, or is it just obvious in the headlines in the front page of their site?
Yes, they got the charts. They have their charts on their thing. Because that's how they're getting their funding. That's where they're getting their funding. So they need big numbers to keep up this rat race.
I think you said that Fauci is in trouble.
He's in terrible trouble.
So Rand Paul is beating him in the congressional hearings.
Well, it's not. Rand Paul he's got an erection for him, so that doesn't get anything. But now everybody is on him. Everybody's asking questions. Everybody's having trouble. Everybody realizes that he's lost all credibility. Because everything he says it, and then 2 days later, no, it's not like that, it's like this. No, I am science. God damn it, I am science. I am. If I say it, it's science. And they're like, no, that's not how science works. Come on now.
He's
political.
Right. But is he in trouble? Is he going to be a charge or just fired and told to go away?
Both.
A lot's going to happen to him. And so does he recognize this, or is he deluded?
He's scared because it's like, oh, shit.
So can we say that the plandemic, Bill Gates Foundation and the World Economic Forum, you know, the people that Amazing Polly and others list as the culprits who planned all this over the last few years, has it backfired on them beyond what they expected?
They didn't realize they were actually going to that they were going to have to deal with it. See, they were supposed to be protected from it. And instead, no, it didn't work out.
You mean protected from getting the disease?
The problem.
Or protected
the problem.
They thought they could control the PR story about it, is what you're saying.
Correct.
And they couldn't. And why couldn't they?
They got out of hand. Too many people on the TikToks. Too many people on the TikToks, and not enough people listening to the world news tonight.
So, but people are still going to die in great numbers, regardless of what the pandemic people were planning. Right? There's this other level that's coming inevitably, which is the biblical tribulations, which were prophesied, predicted, and laid out. In many ways, They didn't believe that was going to happen. They thought they had to make it happen.
Correct.
And control.
And that's where they made a mistake. That's where they made the mistake, because they paid all this money out to have this thing happen that was going to happen anyway. And now they're going to have to take the credit for it because they got it. They're going to take the credit for it. So it's like, what? You mean this was going to happen anyway? You mean I didn't have to do nothing? Now you're going to go to jail. You're going to go to jail for sedition or whatever they call that anymore. You're going to go. It's going to happen anyway, you dumb fuck. Let it go. Let it go, baby.
Yeah. So is this is why Mrs. Gates left Bill, right? She saw this coming. She knew
yes.
it was over. And is that the reason why Bezos' wife left Bezos too?
Yes.
Yeah. They're all isolated. Their women have decided, some of them, you say, even heard Carolyn. And
uh-huh.
said, yeah, she's smart. She knows.
Correct.
So,
correct.
So it's all sort of obvious on that level what's unfolding.
Agreed.
So let me go into some other topics then. Let's see what I got here. Have they found the Hall of Records under the Giza Pyramid?
No. They're looking for it. Because then it would be in the news. They'd try to say, they'll try to figure out what Dobbstown is. And they don't really know when they have to deal with that. So they're looking, but they haven't gotten to it yet.
So how come it's so hidden, this box with Dobbstown on it? How come there's satellites and that can't see it?
It's cloaked. It's on a Mercury sea, Bob. Mercury can't pick up Doppler, can't even pick up anything. There is a sea of Mercury that's being an energy compounder.
In the sand, in the desert there, underneath the pyramid.
In the tunnels. There's tunnels, Bob.
Right. So it's being cloaked because it's not going to be seen until the right time, till the preordained or something's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. So that there's nobody finding something and keeping it secret. That's not happening because they haven't found it. But do they follow Edgar Casey readings or other testimonies? Do they have their own psychic? Do they know there's something there that they're going to find?
That question doesn't mean anything. Go try a different way.
Well, why? They're not looking for the Hall of Records. They're just looking to see what they can find. And they think they found everything. They don't know things are cloaked. Correct?
Correct.
So they're in ignorance at this point. And is there some things they found that they're keeping secret because they're very impressed with it?
Yeah. Okay, we'll say yes.
Yes, they have found some things and they're proud to have that, and they're not telling anybody. They don't know about lockdown Bob Rule or what's coming, right? They don't know that's a factor.
Correct.
But there are aliens, Pentagon aliens, in their mix there, just like they're at CERN, right? There's people who know a little bit more than the humans that are part of the staff, so to speak. Would you agree with that? Right.
Agreed.
Okay. Russell Targ is one of these remote viewers that the CIA used, I think, out of Stanford back in the 70s and 80s. Another guy was Hal Puthoff. Russell Targ, for some reason, is saying, you know who I mean by Russell Targ, T-A-R-G?
Yeah.
Yeah. He says that the Tic Tac that was shown on 60 Minutes last spring, almost a year ago, the Navy pilots in 2004 saw vehicles and that and got some footage. He says that what the Navy says it was, Tic Tac things, is not what it was. Does he know something?
He does.
Does he know something?
But now we don't like many fellatio based relationship with parapsychologist people. They're a little bit borrowed from information wise. But yes, they knew. He knows about the Army's connection to the Tic Tac.
The Army is opposed to the Navy.
Correct.
And what does the Army have on the Tic Tac that the Navy doesn't have?
We can't talk about that.
Okay.
It makes what he listen. We can say it this way. It makes what he said about the Tic Tac more plausible than what your stupid Sir Fatty thinks they know.
Yes. So, and he has a bit of remote viewing ability, so he can pick up on things.
Well, no, he—that's the—you're talking about the Al Kessel stuff with the limitless mind. That's all he's trying to say.
I don't know that stuff, but that's somebody who influenced Russell, Al Kessel.
Yes.
Okay, so Al knows stuff and tells Russell.
Other way around.
Russell knows stuff. Does Russell know about Iondom?
Of course, but that's easy. That's not hard. See, we become the standard after a little bit because nobody knows us. Nobody knows what we are. Nobody knows where we are, but everybody listens to us. The next thing you know, all of a sudden it's taken over the meme, and all of a sudden Bob says, I declare martial law. And there it is. I declare FEMA cramps. And there they are. Now. I declare the closing of the FDA. They close. And then they come around and go, I declare all the media ecology about it. Gone. They really don't know either that, or they're really fucking scared. We don't know.
You mean they hear that? You say they don't know. They might like to not know, but they can't. They know, and
it's
that
like,
makes
it's
them
like
scared.
It's like Dean Radin, Bob.
Yeah, he's one of those guys. There, you got the name. Because I've talked to some a lawyer friend in Washington, and he knows about the Arlington Institute, I think. And he said, he goes on about Bob. What you and Ion say, there's many other groups that say this. And,
sure.
And they've listened to
that's right. They do say that. Yes, they do. Right? We agree.
And
that's
then he
the
said,
point.
But then, no, but wait a minute. Then he says these people consider Ion a lower entity, a lower phenomenon than whatever they're working with. Do you agree with them? Is Ion a lower entity? You don't agree with that,
because
do you?
They listen to us, and then as opposed to a higher entity, we don't understand the coalescence between higher and lower. Oh, I'm not lower. I'm not high, but I'm lower than your high. My high is lower than your lower. So my lower trumps your higher by two. So I'm not really sure what we're gauging this by. So it's like they're not the source. Whoever the people are that they're saying this aren't the source. So they can't get to the source. So put the source. The one that would say that wouldn't say that about us, to us. But see, they're talking to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to somebody who talked to somebody who buried something in a peat bog and dug it up later to see what they said.
So, the ones that listen and that influence maybe their followers, the followers don't understand what the one who listens and knows about us is saying, or that one who knows is not telling them, correct?
No, it's not mixed up. It's clear. They're just borrowing it. That's what they want to be. They want to make their own little god, just like Baal. They want to make their own little god so they can control it. Well, my god's bigger than your god. Well, my god's dick bigger than your dick. So that's why it only matters. Well. My god's dick gets harder than yours does. Well, it's not bigger though. I don't really know. It's kind of like, wait a minute now. So now we come right back to this whole conversation of this place of power. See?
Yeah.
It's like higher or lower, it doesn't matter. I am more powerful than you. That's all you need to know.
Right. And most of these people are surprised about the COVID going on. They didn't see it coming. It's gone on too long. They're exhausted. And we're the only ones standing.
We said all the way through that getting worse and then getting worse. And, no, it's the Black Death. It's the Black Death. It's going to be over soon. No.
I actually was talking to somebody I didn't know well, but last night a new acquaintance. And I told him, he asked about the COVID. I said, it's going to get worse. He says, wow, not many people say that. And I thought, okay, he's part of the general mood right now that the COVID and Gates and Fauci have been found out, and it was all a hoax. They're seeing it as a hoax, that the virus is exaggerated. That's what he means, that we're saying something different, right? We're saying something different.
Correct.
We said, no, there's no hoax coming. This ain't no hoax.
Right.
This
that's
is
right.
lethal. And that's what you're
that's
saying.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah, okay. All right. I have here July 2019. In 2019 July, I heard this story. Harassment of Navy destroyers by drone swarms, that's what they called it, off the California
yeah.
coast. Was that ETs or military Area 51 drones or Pentagon drones?
What's the difference? What's the difference?
You mean drone technology was given to us by the Pentagon aliens?
Of course, Bob. How do you make up these things that do it itself? Why do we need a pilot? Why can't we just let the drone fly? If the drone can park the car, why can't they solve every other thing they were going to go with? So like, you can order the eggs out of the refrigerator, and it knows when I'm out. Well, if it knows all that, it ought to know I'm almost out of eggs and just order the damn thing. You don't need me for this conversation. We're good.
So what was attacking what in July 2019 around the Navy destroyers? Was it a rehearsal? Or was there a battle there?
It was a battle. It's an ongoing battle still.
Between who are the contestants?
We're not saying into all that. You're gonna get your ass killed. That's what you're gonna get. Don't get too far
right,
down the rabbit hole.
But I know, you know that my mind knows how to think about it.
Yeah.
I know what's going on.
And it does, and that's exactly appropriate. That's right. No contest, but at the same time, you know, watch your pranks and courts.
So, in the birthday celebration, we can talk about that we know about the aliens and lay out the A1, A2, B1, B2. We can talk about it, but we can't relate it to newsworthy events. That's too hot, right?
Man, you're going to anyway, because you have to be topical. You can't have a 100th birthday celebration and not be topical, so that's what they're listening for. So you do what you do. It's all right. They're going to believe it or not. It don't matter. It don't bother you, and you don't care if they do or don't. So it's like, okay, so we're good.
All right, so I've been walking home from the beach the last month, 6 weeks, and I look at the sky. I don't see any vehicles jutting out. Am I not looking well enough, or they're just afraid of me and they're not going to be – not to be seen.
They're not gonna give you a lot of press, what you call press time. They're not gonna give you a lot of that because you're on to it. You saw more when you weren't looking.
Right. So, but meanwhile, I think it's up to 500 sightings a day, maybe even more around the world. The sightings, anybody tracking it in the UFO field is shocked or amazed at the sightings, right? And
That's like the earthquakes in California and Alaska. They've had like two dozen, 6.5. Like two dozen, 6.5 or lower in the last little bit.
You mean the last 2 weeks or the last 6 months?
Uh-huh. Last 2 weeks, several days, not even weeks ago.
Are they reporting?
Look at that. Yeah, of course they record. We're reporting.
Okay. Let's see. Wall Street article the other day, and these are our notes I've made over the last almost month that you've been busy. The Wall Street article the other day said, coming blackouts. Now, Ion talks about a 10-day blackout or something, and everything shut down. Is that what the Wall Street article is talking about?
Yep, it sure is.
Now, they haven't happened yet.
You seem
to be saying
there's been dots of it, a little bit here, a little bit there, but not groundbreaking, not across the board yet.
Yeah, and when that happens, that's another part of Iondom's being called to duty because they'll want the Coldplay as the blackouts become a problem. Correct?
Agreed.
So, since the shutdown, what shutdown did you just in passing say 2 minutes ago? What were you referring to?
The change of the tides. The people that were in charge aren't in charge anymore.
The committee behind Biden is not in charge anymore.
Correct.
So, some of the patriots were saying over the last 2 years, Trump's going to be in charge. They've always been in charge the past couple of years, and now they're in charge. Is that the level of people and being in charge, a new group being in charge that you're referring to, or are you talking about something completely different that nobody has an inkling of?
A little bit. Can we do a little bit of both? We'll do a little bit of both.
Okay. So there's been some military tribunals in Guantanamo.
Guantanamo and in Washington.
Right. Okay, so some of the Patriots' predictions came true, sort of. But as usual, they don't get the alien level. They don't understand how immense this thing is. That's what nobody
gets.
Well,
they know what they don't get. What they don't get is that everybody's having the conversation, but nobody realizes that they're all going to be messed up in this process. See, that's the problem.
Right.
Why in the hell is not anybody on the planet talking about Kim Jong-un with his 30-power hypersonic missile? Go 17,000 miles a minute. Nobody's talking about that.
Well, how did he get that?
We didn't say.
Uh-huh. Has he got alien help?
He has magnesium you want.
Uh-huh. So we had to negotiate with him.
Yes, everything. You negotiate with many people, Bob, sooner or later.
Yeah,
we get along. Bob works up for the protein. He says, now we're negotiating. Yeah.
Okay. I have here,
and then Mike, what's his name, Chris Wallace or Mike Wallace or Wallace,
yeah,
Wallace,
Chris.
Whatever that motherfucker is, he had to go. He got in a, he did that interview with Trump and about tore him a new one. He was not good to Donald J. Trump, and he was talking about all this shit, but you notice what happened to him, he gone. He was one of their big dicks, and he's gone. He had to go.
Well,
and now he's
beat
up with
happen?
Cancer. Now he's eat up with cancer. You don't go against Donald J. Trump and do well, Bob.
I understand, but who at CNN got rid of him? The Murdoch sons?
Not
Fox.
You mean Fox.
The Fox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he left on his own. He left on his own. He had to go. Nobody had to
because
do anything. He had to go.
Because he recognized he had lost to Trump. He recognized that.
Correct. And then he got to eat up with cancer.
Oh, is that? And people don't know that. That hasn't been announced, has it?
You can look it up. We don't care. We don't know what's been announced. A lot of people would say have and have not. They haven't been announced. Well, you're right, but it hasn't been announced yet. We're going to wait and see if it's announced. If it's announced, we're not listening to your bullshit. We want to see if it's announced or not. As long as it's announced, well, now wait, we don't believe in things that are announced. So we don't know. We're just not going to believe. That's what we're going to do mostly. We're not going to believe. That's right. See, it's kind of like you don't have to worry about what you say coming true because what you say comes true. So all this is a documentation that what you that you said it. That's how we know it was. That's how we know it is because it happened because you said it. But if you didn't say it, then it didn't happen. No matter what they say.
But, Jake, we talk about the court around Dimitri and Nostradamus, that scene in Paris. And they were quite informed because they had Nostradamus.
It wasn't in Paris. That was in Florence.
Okay, Italy. But then she ended up, Medici lady ended up with
Catherine de Medici. Catherine de Medici married Charles I, Queen of France.
The Queen of France. She became the Queen of France, yes. Not Charles V of Spain, Charles I of France.
Correct.
They were pretty sort of enlightened. Is the Trump household at Mar-a-Lago a court on that level, so to speak?
Sure. We'd say yes. Malta.
Well, I hosted, Ofenel hosted parties at the island above Malta, a little north of Malta.
Yes.
What is that Malta that's significant?
In between. It's in between.
Is it now, or are you talking about historically?
There's no time.
I know,
so
but
yes. There's no time. So he's then and now.
Is Trump tuned into Malta?
You humans, yes. You humans. You think that something has to be huge, like big as China, to be important, when sometimes little bitty things are very important. So you get it all
right,
tangled
so
up.
Are you talking about the legacy of the actual Knights of Malta? They have something going for them on the island of Malta?
It's not a legend. It's not a legend. It is.
Okay.
It's not a legend. Come on now.
The Knights of Malta.
Next thing you're going to tell us, Odin wasn't even Thor's daddy. Damn, Bob. Come on now. That's for sure. That did happen. That is. Ragnarok. Let Aira say Ragnarok. He says it real pretty.
So Trump knows about Malta.
Of course. Certainly.
Now, you say that's in between Mar-a-Lago and Maiti, or whatever that place was north of Malta, began with M also, Mata or something. Mata is where the action is, because Malta isn't quite Mata. It's in between. Or is it better to be the in-between place?
Depends on your perspective. See, are you higher or low? Are you a higher or a lower God, Bob? So yeah, both. Might be ready to go either way, Bob. Do both and don't just do one or the other. Do both. Both are significant
okay.
and all are important. How about that? We'll give you that. How about that?
So you have brought up Malta for the first time. You may have mentioned them once or twice, but you're pointing out something to notice right now, a new noticing, the role
Correct.
Of Malta. Okay?
Correct.
What I associate with Malta, in December 89, the wall had gone down a month before in Berlin, and then Gorbachev met with Bush, and Gorbachev wanted the sociological algorithms, what we call the tetrads. But did they meet in Malta? For other, quote, alien reasons, other levels of...
Don't say alien. Just say yes. It's mid-ground. It's a middle ground. It's a mid-ground. So that's why they met there. It was safe, and it was securable. It was pragmatically appropriate. So, yeah.
But was there...
It's not as nice as Bom Sumer, but, you know, too many foreigners there.
Where's that? Where's Palm Sumer or whatever you said?
Bom du Sumer. It's that little vacation spot. You act like you ain't never been nowhere, you crazy fool.
I haven't been anywhere lately, but where is this place?
Bom du Sumer. Look it up, Bob. You'll see.
Okay. So there wasn't... The collapse of the Berlin Wall, was that did that involve Pentagon aliens and negotiations beyond the normal secular CNN reports?
Yeah, I mean, you don't give CNN credit for anything, so yeah, whatever. That's easy.
Yeah. No. So there's other levels going on, even going back to the Cuban Missile Crisis in October 62.
Yes.
Aha. So when Ion says that Bob has been involved with every major event since 1922, that's because I'm alien connected. And so aliens are involved in everything. Therefore, Bob's involved with all these major marker points.
Uh-huh.
That's the way to look at it. I see. That's the way to look at it. I have here a phrase, the Atlantis explosion. I don't know if that's an Edgar Cayce prediction. But Atlantis explodes or surfaces in some violent way. Has that happened yet?
The first time it did, yes.
Oh, you mean in 50,000 BC kind of timing, when it destroyed itself? That's what you're referring to?
Yes.
Okay, if Atlantis hasn't happened yet, then how did that happen?
It has happened. It's just you don't notice it.
Right. You started off, 12 years ago telling us interesting points like Atlantis hadn't happened yet. But as we got to understand how there was no time, then it had happened. You didn't mean that literally, because there's no time, so it already had happened. So you started off telling us to shift our idea of what time, present, past, future is by saying Atlantis hasn't happened yet. Oh, wow, that's amazing. Atlantis is a famous story from the past. You were trying to get rid of our ideas about what the past was, or that there was a past. So we learned that it's coming in the future, but now with even more understanding of no time, and then all the factors of Atlantis are isness, and we're waiting for ourness in terms of Atlantis. We're waiting for ourness.
Agreed.
Right.
Agreed.
And a lot of things we're waiting for ourness. Okay. Somebody came up with something. I don't know what the source of this was, but someone wondered, this message from somebody says that the aliens want to speak to the Basque Nation, the Basque up in northern Spain. Is there something special about the Basque people that is connected to the coming aliens or previous aliens already here? Anything special there for the Basque people?
Nothing notable other than, let's see how they do.
What involvement with the alien history did they have? Do they stand out in any way?
We don't know. We don't know if we're going to see how they do. We don't know that yet.
So they've already interacted, but we don't know how they do with that.
You're right. We don't know how the outcome is.
Right. Okay. Now, here's an interesting point. I saw that Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, and maybe
Levin.
Oh, what did I say? Yeah, Mark Levin, Sean Hannity, and maybe a third person. They're organizing around the idea of having a convention of states. Is that what we're waiting to unfold, and they're starting to make it a meme?
Yeah.
Did they get the idea from us? Yeah, they heard us. Okay. So the convention of states is in the pipeline. And these guys are going to talk it up. Mm-hmm. Do they talk it up by interviewing constitutional experts and that? You know, Sean Hannity, have a guy on his show. Is that the way they legitimize it? Or do they do stuff behind the scenes and they've got a lot of influence behind the scenes?
Mm-hmm.
They do both. Influence behind the scenes,
well,
and interview scholars on the point, okay? But they see that we've got to move to that level now as the various fake White Houses blow it up in the media. You've got to start. And has the Supreme Court blown their image?
No. They gave one, lost one. Lost one, gave one. They're having to be careful because now Biden done went to Georgia and said, blow up the Senate, do that through the nuclear movement, take care, blow out
Pentagon?
Fatalism. No, blow up the filibuster. Kill the filibuster. We don't have any more filibustering. Otherwise, we're going to have to go to Bomb Sumer, which is east of Nice, Bob.
So that's on the agenda to stop the filibuster. Will that be successful?
That's why the Supreme Court's tippy-toeing, because they're going to have 37 justices in about 1 minute if he gets away with this. But like I say, all this that he's talking about, if they did it all, it don't matter. Ain't nobody caring. Get 1,000. We need 10. 4,000 Supreme Court judges. That's what we need. Hook them up. That's what we need.
Welcome up?
Hook them up.
So the Biden is wailing, what is it? A lot of hand waving and still pretending he has power, but nothing he says is going to happen. It's a past.
Correct.
Past him.
And now you're having new trouble with Havana syndrome. A lot of folks are having trouble. A lot of diplomats is having bad trouble with that over in Geneva.
Because they're getting zapped by something, right?
Yes, they are getting zapped by something.
Is it the Pentagon aliens zapping people?
Maybe.
Okay. Does the tech body want Joe Rogan to become number one as a TV show and numbers of people?
In one second, he's going to get caught. Uh-oh, Karen fell away.
All right, that's okay.
Karen fell away. No, in about 1 second, he's going to be butt-fucking a giraffe or something, or a giraffe's going to be butt-fucking him, and he's going to be like, what's his name? Drudge, Matt Drudge. Nobody will even remember what his name was. So, yeah,
why is that going to happen to him?
Because he's getting too carried away. He's getting drunk on his own vinegar. He's now, his petard is so high he can't hoist it anymore. If he can't hoist his petard, what will he ever do?
Well, I'm not keeping track of him. I'm not watching his show, but the little excerpts I see passing by, he seems to be a nice, humble guy. You're saying no.
Yeah, no.
So is he getting in trouble because he's having Malone and McCullough and the anti-vaxxer icons on his show? That gets the tick body mad at him?
He just keeps pimping all the wrong things. He's after anything that'll make his ratings work. If he gave a fuck about these topical aspirations of grandeur, that'd be one thing, but he's not. He doesn't give a shit about any of that. Not one nickel of any of that. All he's caring about is what's going to make his ratings go up. Yeah, you can't laugh like that. If the queen cared who what people thought about her, she wouldn't be queen anymore.
Right. So you can't. You can have high ratings, but you can't push it. Can't try to make it even more amazing. That's where you're meddling too much with the slack you have.
Yeah. There's never a big crowd on the leading edge of creation, Bob. Never.
Well, he was the leading edge for a little bit there, right? Years ago.
Right.
Now.
Yep.
As McClellan says,
now he's trying to figure out how to change the remote control so that he can get some control. He wants remote control, which is what Marshall McLuhan was talking about. And it wasn't about the machine that changes the TV. It was about controlling something remotely.
You mean where he wouldn't have to go to work? Is that what you mean?
Correct.
He doesn't have to show
Correct.
Up?
Mm-hmm.
More slack. He wants more slack.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So he's
now he's hit all this home run shit, and now he's got to have another one, and then another one, and then another one. He's got another one, and then he's like, "Well, goddamn, you said that 8 times. We know. Okay, don't get vaccinated. I'm not gonna get vaccinated. Okay, and now everybody's getting vaccinated. Well, I'm not gonna listen to you because I could be vaccinated, so I'm gonna die. Okay, and then you got 99 people telling me how I'm going to die because I've been vaccinated. Why am I listening to you? I'm going to die. I'm not going to go down and have this. I'm going to get me some meth. I'm going to get me some nice meth. I never seen anybody sick on meth. I'll just get some meth. I'll feel better. That'd be good. And then they're not listening to him. So now he's got to change it up. It's like Candace Owens. He's got to make a new story. She's black, Bob. She can't help it. She's black. She'll tell you quick. That's all she talks about, how black she is. Nobody cares. They go, Candace, we understand, honey. You're of color. You're melanated. We understand that. That's okay. We're okay with that. That's all right. But that's all you talk about. After a little while, there ain't nothing to say. That's what he's running into. He's suffering from McLuhan syndrome, Bob.
He tetradded. Mm-hmm. He tetradded himself. Well, the here at the Church of Subgenius, we say, if you got something good going, the conspiracy, the pinks will hijack you and ruin it. So Candace got her main show. Joe got promoted. The conspiracy, the pinks, got a hold of their charisma and it tetrated into non-slack. That's what happens to everybody. That's why we're the coolest, because we remain hidden on the edge. Sort of.
Because you don't care. You're still running. You're running everything. You're controlling the game.
And, yeah.
The queens you use do not excite us.
The what? The queens I use, did you say?
The queens you use do not excite us.
Okay, so is Joe aware of us? Does he want to have Bob on the show? Or he knows, no, that ain't going to work.
That ain't going to work because you'd blow his shit up, and he don't want to be blowed up. You tell him exactly how it works out. You explain to him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, has this tetrad effect happened to Alex Jones, too? Is he not listening to him?
Who listens to him? He goes from card-carrying crazy to putting his ex-wife or his wife in jail. It's going to be his ex-wife, but he keeps marrying her back. He divorces her, then he marries her, then he divorces her, then he marries her. Then she's going to kill him, and so she didn't kill him. She almost killed him, so she goes to jail, so he divorces her, then he takes her back, and then all these kind of things are going on, and he's trying to get his bunker set up and selling blue Prussian blue for the nuclear radiation attack when they bomb, when Saudi Arabia puts a nuclear bomb in Omaha, Nebraska. You know, so he's got to get his Prussian blue. He got to get his Prussian blue out there to sell it to everybody so they can survive the radiation poison, and it's coming. It's here any day. And your food stuff, you got to dig a big hole in the ground and put your food that he sells. MREs that are meals ready to eat, they'll be radiated because they'll be in the ground where the radiation is going to be, but they'll still be good if you're hungry enough.
Does he secretly take our product?
He didn't, and he got really ill, got messed up, but now he's back to way better. So the answer is yes. He doesn't take everything. The magnesium, he says, makes him sick, so he doesn't take the magnesium. But the other stuff he likes.
So it brought his health back.
Well, no, he's still fucked up, but he's better than he was, you know.
And well, he wasn't using our stuff.
He has mind issues. He has mind issues. He goes off the rails. Like he'll get eaten. Like he'll get dieting and getting himself healthy. And the next thing you know, he's gained 30 pounds just like overnight. It's like, where the hell you gained 30 pounds? What are you eating?
You said diet. I thought you said mind issues. Diet issues is what he has. You're saying.
No. Right? Mind issues are what caused the diet to be so messed up. The mind issues are what caused him to eat. It makes him anorexic and then bulimic and then back and forth. He's really messed up.
Okay, so he never knew about our products, but he learned about them recently and started getting on them, and he got a little better, right? That's what you're saying.
He's much, much more stable.
But he can't talk about them. You know, he's got his own products to sell.
Well, but they don't do what you do, so, you know.
Yes, his doesn't do what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we did that. Now, next topic, the Arecibo, Arecibo Observatory, potential alien activity finder.
Yeah.
James Webb Telescope, is that connected to the Arecibo Observatory?
As well. It's a different part, but yeah, it's connected.
What are they seeing? Today,
everything you're seeing, but they're not reporting it because it's too hot. They've gotten themselves beside themselves a little bit.
Not badly. But they know there's aliens coming. Some breakthrough.
Absolutely.
And I noticed Cliff High. He's acting as if the alien increased alien activity is on the threat on called a threshold. He sees the threshold happening before 2024. I think you said to Carolyn, he's listening to us. He's taking that alien bet wager on based on what we're saying. And he does a good job showing no interest in our stuff, talking about our stuff, right? He keeps that.
Well, he's afraid. He's afraid to talk about your stuff because next thing you know, you'll be like Esther Hicks. You'll have an uncivil suit on him.
Okay.
You'll accuse him of the La Sucre debacle. La Sucre debacle. The secret.
Okay. The Epoch Times reported a 270-million-year-old stone bears the
epic.
Words Chinese Communist
epoch.
Party.
Not epoch.
Oh, epic.
Epic. Epic. Epic.
Okay.
Times.
Epic Times. They say there's a 270-million-year-old stone that has Chinese Communist Party written on it. On it. Is there such a thing? What is that about?
That would be called the Ming Dynasty, Bob.
Is an actual stone where it says Chinese Communist Party perishes.
It doesn't say Chinese. No, it doesn't say that. Stupid. No.
Okay,
no,
so
that, it was just that. Or they took a stone that was that old and wrote that on it yesterday. So that's all good too. So it's fine. Yes, we did carbon dating on the stone. The stone is that old, and the writing on it was done yesterday. The ink's not dry yet, but we're ready. It's kind of like your emails with the chisel, and the awl.
Right. So this stone is an actual stone that is preserved by who? Who's hiding it? Who's keeping it?
It's a non sequitur, Bob. It doesn't matter. That's a non thing. It's a non thing.
Okay,
it's
not important.
That's a Twitter thread, Bob. That's the hashtag. That's all that is. It'll be over in a minute. Just give it 1 second and be gone.
All right. Are there demons coming out of CERN?
Define demon. You came out of CERN. Are you a demon?
Well, they're talking about them, I think they mean other dimensions, contact with other dimensions, and they're...
Of course. Matter, antimatter, D-matter, unmatter, it don't matter, double matter, what's the matter? Matter, you know, smatter. I got smatter in my matter, I got matter in my eyes, love, yeah, you know, that thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course that's the case, but... when you start getting into the demon shit, now we're going to have an exorcist to talk to you, so we'll have to see what you're talking about. So that's the point there. So the issue is there conflicting energies that coalesce other dimensions or densities of matter coalescing in this realm presently? Answer is yes. Okay, good.
Okay, there's some alien people, otherworlders who are hanging around behind the scenes at CERN. They're aware of what they're measuring. Okay, let me say it
this different
way.
Because otherwise we're going to talk about Sirhan, and he didn't make parole. So what do you really want to talk
right.
about? But
so,
ask it a different way.
Yeah, you have CERN announced they were shut down a couple of years ago. I
mm-hmm.
said they got scared of what they were discovering, and the funding mm-hmm. didn't like that.
No, they couldn't turn it off. That's what scared them. They couldn't, when they turned it off, it didn't go off. That was bad, so they had to get a hold of it.
Right, so they've gotten a hold of it, and they're coming back into operation in 2022. Is that because they're more aware of what we're doing and they're ready for what we're going to cause?
Okay, we got to explain this. You're going to get deeper than so much so that you're not going to get to play this. So we're going to give you the 2-year-old version of this, so maybe you can play it. Okay, we'll do some other stuff later. Give you a little bit more, but do this so you got at least one soundbite. God damn, he's been sort of sluggard this time, but I. So basically what's happening is they start having an emitter. Now, we didn't say an emission, an emitter. And when you emit something, something is gained, okay? It's the sum total of a gain or like energy. If energy is extended to kinetic energy, then there's a field that is broached to make it into another realm or capacity. Well, that's what they lost control of. It was overwhelming their reality. So now they're going to try it again because now they know that sooner or later they're going to get a Wilson. And once they get a Wilson, then they're going to be all right because they can control it. But they don't have it yet. But they're starting back thinking that Coldplay is imminent.
So they think they're going to make Coldplay. They know we have it.
No. They don't want Coldplay. They need a Wilson. The only way Coldplay works is with a Wilson bomb. Remember the little ball?
Right.
Remember the volleyball?
How do they know about Wilson?
They've looked at your Facebook page, Bob.
Okay, so they read
Linda with an R composition notebook. So that
she read her notes, the notes you should make.
They read her notes. That's right.
Yeah. So they know we got something. They think they can now. You have to move towards getting a Wilson. That's the next step. So
they now know where to go.
Wilson.
So they're not going to launch. They're not going to launch anything. They're going to start. They say in 22, they're going to start something. If they don't have a transducer to absorb the extra energy release, it overwhelms. The best example of this is, do you remember when Walter and Fringe was broaching back and forth, and then William Bell had to leave?
Yeah. Yeah.
Massive dynamic or global dynamic, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Same thing in Eureka, too. When that split happened, it had to make a division. Well, if you had a Wilson, you could have that line open. Now, that's what Peter was supposed to get in the machine. And so in this particular example, Peter would have been the Wilson.
Mm.
You get that?
Right. Yeah.
But we don't need a Peter. That's right. So Wilson is the interface. And if you have the interface in check, then you can control CERN. And then the matter-antimatter is not conflicting. That's why they don't exist in the same realm or world. You see?
Yes.
That was clear as mud, wasn't it, Bob? That was clear as mud, wasn't it?
All right, so what we just said, we will play it. They will hear that we're telling them where they're going, and they'll hear that you're not going to let them get there until you're good and ready.
But I don't know that they're ever going to get it, because what they're going to unlock can't be unlocked. Angels we have heard on high, gently.
Well, they'll unlock it. If they unlock it, they got trouble. So they're going to be.
It's not trouble. It's not trouble. They've lost it. Bob, you stopped them already with your damn famous cookie crumbs. I've heard about that. Bert can tell you all about that. You stopped it already once when they were getting too big for their damn britches. They run around here like they run something. They don't run nothing. It's running them. And they're driven. And if you don't think the papacy isn't involved in this bullshit, yes, they are.
Well, that's a new perspective you haven't talked about too much before. You talked about the Vatican had smart guys 500 years ago, but they don't today. But now you're saying there's somebody in the Vatican who knows what we're up to, and they're riding it?
Bank of Vatican City, Bob. Bad Vatican City Bank.
So they want to be involved with us?
No, they want the power. I got the power. Dun, 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 dun. They just want the power. Because if they got the power, they can make everybody else give the tithe. If they got the power, they can make you pay a tithe, you see.
Yes. Well, are they aware that they're probably not going to get it, that we got it?
We don't know that. I mean, I don't know. We don't know what they know or what they don't know. So they presume to know everything. Just ask them. But it's not working out really great.
But they do know stuff. That's what you first started off saying.
Oh, no contest, no contest, no contest. And then, if they give us the rest of what we want out of the basement of the Vatican, we might help a nigger. We might help a nigger.
Now, do we play this part about the Vatican?
Yeah, play it. It won't hurt none. They're watching anyway. Okay. You saved that bitch Pope's life already, for God's sake. I don't know why you did that. You are not the respecter of person, that's for sure. You did save the fucking p- pissed on Pope. It's crazy. I don't know why you would do that, but you did, so fine.
Here's a new topic. Found out about Andros Island down there off of Haiti and Cuba, or the Bahamas.
Yes. We know it.
Andros, Andros Island. That is the underwater Area 51. You like that category?
Correct.
Right.
Sure.
And they call it Autech. So there's been a lot of stuff going on there that Epstein was interested in, heard about maybe, right?
Mm-hmm.
They took Stephen Hawking down into the Bimini area where they thought Casey said Atlantis.
No. You're talking about the Mangrove Cay. The Mangrove Cay. That's what you're talking about now. That's okay.
What is that? Is that a boat?
That's where you're talking about.
That's a place.
Mangrove Cay.
Oh, you mean K.
Yeah.
You mean K-E-Y. I would say key.
C-A-Y-K.
Yeah, key. K-E-Y. K-E-Y.
C-A-Y, not K-E-Y.
C-A-Y. Oh, oh. There's stuff going on there that we're calling Area 51 underwater.
That's where it is.
Where Atlantis is, or the leftovers of Atlantis?
No. You started off with the topic that it was the Area 51 of the South Atlantic. Yeah. Well, that entrance to that area is Mangrove Cay. C-A-Y. You can look that up.
Are there Antarctic aliens, Pentagon aliens, what are they called, A2, are they involved with that area?
No, but there's a shuttle, that's a tunnel, and a slither, a pipe, a cave. From the South Pole to Mangrove Cay.
Was that built by the A1, what you call, quote, Anunnaki aliens, way back
then?
Yes. Right.
Yes.
Okay. Now, there are people, humans in the Pentagon or Joint Chiefs of Staff who know about this, correct?
Well, it's pretty classified, Bob, so we don't know what they know. They don't even know what they're doing now. They don't even know what they're doing. So they don't know because the people that are in charge, they aren't allowed to know anything. Well, you're going to do this? Okay, do you know anything? No. Okay, can you be in charge? Okay, you're going to be in charge of that. You'll be in charge of that. If you don't know anything. But if you know something, no, you're not going to be involved in it. You need to get going. Goodbye.
Yeah, when I read Daniel Sheehan's autobiography, his research into conspiracies in Washington led him to his detective he had working for him, discovered down in that area, this Bahamas and weird area off of Florida, they saw something sneaky was going on there. He never said what it was. He may not have found out, but he was starting to tap into the Area 51 underwater version, right? Detective.
Yeah, and then there's another one that connects too with the Abaco, the Great Abaco. That's also
Yeah, you're
connected.
Saying what's more important than Atlantis rising or anything are the tunnel systems. That's what you're talking about. That's the big secret, and that's where a lot of activity goes on.
And that
can be talked about. We can talk about
that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, no big deal. Whatever.
Okay. I have here, did George commit suicide? Page 277. What the heck is that? Which book was I reading? Oh, George the Morningshield. That's right. George the Morningshield. I read a book on him by a person I know, Joan Mellon. Very good book. In March 29th, 1977, or the 30th, the end of March, he was getting ready to testify before the House Select Committee on Assassinations. And he went upstairs after being with a friend who was coming over to see him again. Gaetan Fonzi might have been the name of the friend. Or, no, another guy, Jim, who was going to see him the next day. Anyways, he went upstairs. His daughter was apparently in the house. And he shoots himself.
Mm.
But then the maid heard a car drive away. And there's other suspicions. Did De Mornchil get murdered upstairs? Right in front, you know, with his daughter downstairs?
Yeah. He was killed. He didn't commit suicide. Well, everybody had suicide, but he didn't. He would have much rather died of old age.
Right. So there's a picture of him, you know, slumped over on the couch or a chair. So the guy was up there waiting for him, or a woman, and he comes upstairs, he gets shot, the gun goes off, the daughter maybe hears it, and then they prop the corpse up on the chair, and he gets the hell out of the house. This is all well-planned, easy exit, good escape, even though the maid heard the car. So that's what many people suspect, and that did happen. He had to be stopped. He had too much to say. Was he about to say stuff? Was he frustrated because he was being ignored by everybody? He didn't have any status anymore.
Well, he never had a whole lot of status anyway. Really, really, really?
That comes up in the book.
It was borrowed. It was borrowed status. It was borrowed. He was trying to pimp his proffer pretty hard, and he wasn't doing great. But set that aside. So now the murder came because he got a little too right. So this would have, if what he knew was laid out, it would have taken some traction. It would have given him the thing that he was wanting to have, which is a bit of notoriety. But that would have, that would have pissed off all the wrong people.
Right. So it's very interesting the way Joan Mellon, the author, writes about this guy. What a loser and what a boaster. And he just winged it all his life and never really accomplished anything. And we make a big deal out of De Mornchil. He controlled Lee Harvey Oswald. That's the myth about him. But the incompetence of him and the other scene shows that the Kennedy assassination wasn't that skillful. They made a lot of mistakes.
Do you not remember?
Would you agree?
Do you not remember when we were bringing up Sirhan earlier?
Yes.
That's connected too.
Yeah, that's who the psychiatrist, Dr. Jolly West. He's the one who programmed
Excellent. Very good. With your MK Ultra business. And that's
right,
men who, I saw some men who fuck goats, remember?
Yes, that's right. But Walter Bowers, Operation Mind Control, talked about Jolly West. He was on to that aspect of Sirhan. I had an interesting experience. I found a kid who is into Ralph Doobie. they think Ralph Doobie, they found him.
That's hysterical, Ralph Doobie. Oh, my God. Go get Avaton. Go get Avaton, and we'll get Miss Vicky. She can straighten it out. It'll be great.
This kid lives in Olympia, Washington, which is where Vicky lives, and Avaton's dead. He's already dead.
And that's where Dave Worcester was, too.
Dave would pass through there, but Dave was more in Seattle and a place called Hazelwood in the mid-60s. Avaton and them were down in Olympia, and they kind of controlled a little bit around Ralph Doobie, and Dave was on the outs with them. He quit their scene by 65, 66.
Yeah, because they woke him up in trance and fucked him up and blah, 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 blah.
No, that's in 74. No, he saw that Doobie was controlling the trance and directing it towards the rich people around him, and that led him to going to Hawaii, moving to Hawaii, and then he died shortly after that. But he was trying to tithe people. Do you agree with that? He was going to start tithing while he was in Hawaii?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You had to pay to stay. You got to pay to stay.
Right. So this kid lives in Olympia, And he found out about the Doobie mythology, and then he looked into it, and then he found out Vicky was there, so he's learned a little bit about Ralph Doobie. Now, I found out about this and got in touch with him yesterday and blew his mind and his friend's mind. I went to his friend,
mm-hmm.
and they heard the story of the real story of Dobbs and
Worcester right.
and awareness, Rye,
right.
and all this stuff.
Rye! Uh-huh. So, and Acacia.
So
you tell them about Acacia? That's what you should have told them.
Yeah, well, not yet, but we will. But the point is that he has done some interesting research, but he had a lot of questions. So I said, well, you need to hear my 24-hour interview with both Dave Worcester, and I did a 24-hour one with Bob Carr. That's what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Your effort to write a history of this has already been done by me and my interviews. So I started, mm-hmm. I sent him and his friend the first three parts of the August, September 2008 interview with Dave that I did when I first moved here. And I also decided to make a big deal out of it. So I said, preparing for the greatest story ever experienced. I post that on my Facebook page and have the first three parts. So I'm forcing people to listen to the Dave Worcester interview. So I'm bringing back Dave from his oblivion and with this kid, having someone from that younger generation connecting. And I'm sure you helped this along, right? Didn't you help make that connection?
We resemble that remark. We resemble
you
that
didn't
remark.
Want to. You, I had to drag you kicking and screaming to do this.
Oh, God.
Anyways, it's a lot of fun talking to these young guys. They haven't had a story blow their mind, you know, in a long time. So I thought I'd do it. And I did it. Okay. Now, Lynn LaRouche has a new magazine out, his organization, starting a new magazine, cultural magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Anything worth knowing about that? I know it's all wrong, but nice pictures.
No, not so much.
They're what would you say? They're just trying to relive old times, I guess.
They're pandering on unwholesome gratifications.
Yes, unwholesome gratification. Now they're very supportive of the Trump, what they call the Trump movement. They are.
Otherwise they'd be smoked. So yeah, they're smart enough to know how to do that. But you do, even you do that though, Bob. I mean, it's not a big thing.
What do I do? I ride the Trump movement.
Sure. You ride it like a bad habit.
Okay. You said the Democrats should start dying. A couple have been quarantined or murdered down there in Guantanamo or whatever. But overall, the Democrats haven't started dying yet, have they?
Some have. Harry Reid's laying in state right now.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So, okay, they're starting to go. We did that. Let's see. Joseph Farrell says that the elites at NASA believe that our origins were on Mars. And they're going to propagate over time when they claim that the aliens have arrived and they're in charge of that. And they know what's up. They're going to point out that we came from Mars. Is there a group in NASA that believes that?
Mm-mm. Nobody believes
that. That's erroneous. Yeah, that's erroneous. So anybody talking about that is not accurate. Okay. Now, we've got...
Kepler 209 is a different conversation.
Is that Kepler 500 years ago, or is that some category department in NASA?
Oh, it's another planet.
Aha! We may have come from there on our way from Andromeda.
Computer says yes.
All right.
It's an extra solar planet
in our solar system.
Just outside the gate.
Is NASA preparing a story about what they know in relation to the coming alien contact to compete with me? Are they seriously trying to cut me off of the path?
No, they're scared to death of you, Bob. Hell, when you took down the goddamn government, when the sun set on the solar government, Bob, they got a little scared.
Nobody, they didn't think anybody could do that.
They didn't think anybody could take down the solar government. I mean, goddamn, George Soros is cashing in his IRA. He don't know what to do. He's out of business. He's like, fuck this damn Bob Dobbs Church of a goddamn sub genius. Fuck that shit. You running me, you fucking up my whole world. I had everything under control. I had it all. You ruined everything. I ain't fucking with you no more. Yeah, fuck that. Yeah,
okay.
Singing.
There's this word, veritasium, V-E-R-I-T-A-S-E-U-M. What is
Veritas,
that?
It's where veritas comes from. That's the veritas, the thing that's giving the truth layer. It's the truth layer.
Oh, the Veritas
layer.
Project. The Veritas
yeah.
Project.
Yeah.
That's
a spinoff of that. It's a spinoff
they
of that word.
Themselves? Is that a historical word? Some Greek mythical place?
It's not a place. It's a word. It's okay.
All right. There's a person named Somerset Belanoff. Somerset. S-O-N-E-R-O-F-T.
Belanoff?
Yeah,
I know Somerset, but Belanoff? Oh, we don't care.
Yeah.
It don't help to spell it. Go ahead. Say your actual words.
B-E-L-E-N-O-F-F. It doesn't mean anything to you.
Not necessarily important at all. Nope.
How about the Luxembourg Cathedral? Connected to the
we
Notre
like
Dame
that.
Of Paris.
We like that. So the same money ran both. Now that's what you need to know. The same money ran both. Who paid for those cathedrals? How many? Wait. And how many florins were committed to the project?
Well,
Medici. That's right. That's what connected. And they have ties to it to this day. They're still the Medici. They're still the Medici on this earth right now, honey.
Greetings, friends. My guest today is Mark Stavish.
Where is, just a minute, stop this. Where is Luxembourg Cathedral? In Luxembourg, or is it connected to Notre Dame?
Just outside Luxembourg.
Okay. And Notre Dame is something else. So we look up Somerset Belanoff. Who is this? Facebook. Born 1953, the British aristocrat. She holds the rank of a countess. She claims to be the third cousin of Queen Elizabeth II and Prince Philip, and she's head of the secret Illuminati, World Illuminati.
See, we did real good. She's related except for this goddamn Illuminati bullshit. Come on now. It's crazy. Okay, and if you were that, why the hell would you get on something to tell everybody you was? See, that's the problem. I am Lucifer. I am the Dark Lord Master Satan. I am Satan. Here's my telephone number. 352-2229-701. If you want to call me. At the Cathedral de Notre Dame, if you want to talk to me, we'll be good.
Yeah, her site's called Glamis Calling, G-L-A-M-I-S. G-L-A-M-I-S, Glamis Calling, and a bunch of nonsense, right? Illuminati bitch.
Yep.
All right.
Well, if you are that, but see, here's the rub. If you are that, why would you announce it? And if you were that, you wouldn't have to tell anybody because they would know, right?
Right. Okay. Why did the governments get it wrong last year about aliens and Delta infections? How come the CDC and those people who thought they were in charge are getting it wrong about what's happening with the virus stuff?
Because they don't know. They wait until it happens, and once it happens, then they report on it. Oh, we had everybody. South Africa had a. Omicron. No. We're waiting on the Omega. Well, we don't know what Omega is. Well, Omega. Oh, that time's up. Omega. Oh, no. Oh, wait. Oh, wait. Yeah. 93.4% of all the new infections from COVID are Omicron. Well, we don't have a test for Omicron, but everybody's got the COVID has Omicron right now. We got that. Okay. See what I'm saying? Or you have to get an N95, a KN95 mask that's made in China. You really want to trust that, don't you, Bob?
A meth. A kind of meth.
Mask. A mask to wear on your face.
Yeah,
made in China. Made in China.
Right.
Of course.
They're cashing in on it. They need some money.
Well, I guess I don't know. Or Biden or Beijing Biden is trying to make them a little money check. I don't know, because they're shutting down China too. China's about to shut down. They're about to kill themselves. That's what's wrong with it. But then them Uyghurs ain't worth very much, are they? How much is it? Will you buy us some Uyghurs? We need some Uyghurs. We need a few extra Uyghurs. Buy us some. They're cheap. They're on sale. They own Grindr. They own Grindr. Get us some on Grindr. That'd be good. Order some Uyghurs. That'd be good. Or some on the Snapchat. We'll do it on the Snapchat, Bob. It's good. It'd be great.
Okay. So they're big. Hydro dam collapsed, and they got flooded, and explosions broke up over here and there. They're in the middle of a civil war there?
Indirectly, yes. It's not broke out like that. It's like little cells doing their thing, you know?
They're taking advantage of the weakness of the Chinese Communist Party at this moment.
Well, they don't admit that there's a weakness, but they've all but fallen, you see. When Evergreen went, well, if you got any extra U on, you better get the fuck rid of them, honey.
Because they can operate isolated from the world economy, but they were drawn into the world economy through Evergreen or Evergreen or whatever it is.
Evergreen.
That makes their economy vulnerable by getting involved with the capitalist world, right?
No, they have to have a capitalist world in order to be superior. If you're going to take over the world, you got to run it. So run it. So that means the Renaissance, if you don't produce anything, it ain't much of a Renaissance, is it, Bob?
Right. Okay, so they, China's been running America since 1933 and the Fort Knox deal and all that. And then that evolved into the Communist Party, who went too far. And the shift that you reported at the beginning of this session, that was the committee running the Biden scene, imagine the Chinese communists were part of that, that has fallen. You're saying Babylon's fallen. China, as a wing of Babylon, has fallen. That's the big news. That's what you're saying.
Agreed.
Right. And so this leads to the dramatic, since no secular government or cabal can run anything anymore. They've lost it all. That's the time for the aliens to show up. That's the timing. They had to wait for Babylon to fall. The aliens had to.
Yeah. It was just after 1613, Bob.
Yeah. That's when Shakespeare was having his final years. Francis Bacon was doing okay. Who else? James the First was dead. No, he was king, right?
He was king. And the foundation stone for the Cathedral of Luxembourg was laid.
Before Notre Dame?
That is Notre Dame.
Oh, I thought you said it was in Luxembourg, the Luxembourg Cathedral.
It is. It is. The Cathedral of Luxembourg City, southern Luxembourg.
But Notre Dame is in Paris.
No, this is a different one, Bob. This is 2240 Luxembourg, Rue de Notre Dame.
Oh, so this is not Notre Dame that just burnt down recently. You're not talking about that Notre Dame.
Correct. Uh-huh.
So Luxembourg is a more important cathedral than Notre Dame?
Computer says yes.
All right. So Leonardo was dead. Who would be involved with the making of that? Any historical art history, architectural history names?
Well, the Grand Duke of Luxembourg is buried there. And let's see. It became, it laid out what you now know as the Baroque era.
Yeah.
That whole architecture theme with the gargoyles and the blah-blahs and the doo-doos and all that stuff.
That came from there. It started there.
As well. As well. Mm-hmm.
Are they going to remain standing when we rebuild Solomon's Temple?
That's a good statement. We're not going to respond to it.
That's too important.
That's a good statement, though. That might be your best statement. That might be your best statement.
Yeah, can I play it?
Yes. Yes, please play our non-answer to your very important statement.
Okay.
We dare you. We dare you to play it, Bob. We dare you to play it. Play it, Bob. Come on, Bob. You can play it.
Okay, so here's the next question. E. Howard Hunt, famous Watergate burglar, organized the Watergate plumbers. Just before he went to jail for his Watergate sin, 7 years in jail.
Name is Everett. Don't get it. Don't fuck it up.
Oh, that's where Worcester lived. Everett Washington. Wow.
Everett Howard Hunt.
Yes. His lawyer, Douglas Caddy, as they were carting E. Howard Hunt off to jail, he said to him, "Why was Kennedy killed? What was that about?" And E. Howard Hunt said, I think his words were, "the alien presence." He said, let me say my part, then you corrected it. So I remember it. He said, "No, it's because Kennedy was going to give away our biggest secret to the Soviet Union." Now, May Brous was documented when Kennedy was making overtures to Khrushchev and John Paul II or the 23rd. Those three guys were conspiring after Kennedy saw the fiasco of the Cuban Missile Crisis and the Bay of Pigs and all that. And so he was going to talk about – so Douglas Caddy says, "What was our biggest secret that Kennedy was going to give away?" And E. Howard Hunt leans into him and says, "The alien presence." So Douglas Caddy heard that. He never knew what it meant. He didn't get it. But years later, he got talking to some people who knew more about UFOs and that, and they said, "No, that's the secret." Do you agree that conversation happened between Douglas Caddy and Everett Howard Hunt?
Yeah, it did. But you're missing the coup d'etat from the Bay of Pigs, that invasion. That's the part you're missing.
Well, that would involve the mangrove secrets in around Cuba.
Yeah, but you can't talk about that. What are you doing, Bob? You're gonna get killed. Shut up.
Okay. You said we could talk about mangrove, but not in this context.
No. Don't talk.
Okay,
about
I don't
that.
Talk about mangrove.
Yeah. Well, no, but yes, but not with Everett Howard Hunt Jr., for God's sake.
Why not?
My God.
That gets too close to the cabal secret?
You're going to uncover the Nixon White House, and that's not going to be
right.
Good. And Spartacus,
that's part of it.
Spartacus will not understand.
Aha, who's Spartacus?
We didn't say.
Now that's who I have to be cagey about, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's Bobby Inman.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Inman,
I-N-M-A-N. Our Bob Marshall.
Okay, so with that in mind, the dark journalist, I don't know his name, Daniel Litz or something, he has a show, and he interviews Joseph Farrell, and he talks about the importance of what we're talking about, the mangrove. He doesn't have those names, but he's on to what's hidden there, you know, like the Bay of Pigs, what they're fighting over. So he's pretty accurate in what he knows. We have talked about him before. You said he's too full of himself. He's getting too full of himself. He's getting in trouble.
Mm. Well, okay. In the next conversation, you're going to include G. Gordon Liddy. You're going to put him in. You're going to put Dorothy Hunt in there, too. Might as well. Couldn't hurt. Might as well. Why not?
Well, they were all part of it. They were all part of it.
Yeah. Frank Sturgis. Go ahead and get him in there too.
If you're going
on the cross, Bob, you might as well get them all. If you're going to go with it,
But we can't talk about this, right? This is not to be played.
No, you can play it because it's important. Because all we've done is we have given an intercept of the connection. If somebody like Bert wants to take it apart and lay it out, then he can do that. That'll be fine. See? That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But you better find out who Ethel Jean Totterdale is. That's who you need to find out who's what's going on.
Okay. Don't know if I'll play a bunch of this, but...
No, you can't. Oh. No, really, you really can. You really can. You can play because we ain't said nothing. We stopped you before you got too salacious. But it's okay.
Well, I mentioned the Bay of Pigs and you freaked out over that.
Well, that's okay, but you didn't say nothing else by that. So that's okay. Play it. It don't hurt none. Only the smart ones, only the good die young, Bob. You're too old to die young.
Yay.
Too old to die young, Bob. So it's good.
All right. So so Douglas Caddy never fully understood what E. Howard Everett was telling him.
Correct. And that was the fall. Well, see, now you're going to get into the words. Now you're going to get into the Warren Commission. Now you see, that's the trouble with you. You just will not let it go. You just won't do it. So just won't let it go. So, okay, it is what it is. We got that. So, okay.
Okay. Marsh McLuhan's best buddy, Ted Carpenter, married Demonil. Her father was investigated by the Warren Commission.
You didn't say it right. You didn't say it right. You didn't say his last name right.
Demonil?
What you talking
about? Demonil?
Demela.
Vanilla?
Like,
or
Demela. Demela.
Okay. Demela. Okay. So the husband of the Schlumberger heiress,
yes.
He was
Schlumberger. Schlumberger. Schlumberger.
Yes.
Come on.
Yeah. Mr. Demonella, he interacted a little bit with George the Morning Show. Apparently nothing significant. But did he know something, or was he involved with the Kennedy assassination in some way that he managed to protect himself? I think you would say that Dallas was a nest for everybody.
We say indirectly, but it was actually more in Houston than it was in Dallas. Nobody gives a fuck what goes on in Dallas. Who gives a fuck? Blow it
so
up.
So that's
burn
the
it
net.
Up. Blow it all down.
That's the net.
Hey, this is Lady Bird Johnson's revenge.
Right, and that's the NASA connection, too. Wouldn't you say the defense contract industry?
Let's say it this way, Houston. We have a problem.
Right. Now, in the notes to the Jones book on DeMorn Show, there's this thing called Marietta. Martin Marietta.
Yeah. Martin, don't do that. Don't lead him out of it. Just leave him out of it. That's another thing. That's the defense contracts. They're helping you, so shut the fuck up about that. They're helping you, so don't worry about that.
I don't play this part.
No. Just you can play that, but just don't say any more about it. That's okay.
Yeah.
Because everything's hidden in plain sight. We're gonna give everybody everything if they'll do it. All right. Your good sound quality that you're enjoying is fixing to die. So you better hurry up. Get done what you're doing.
Yeah, we're wrapping up here. Yeah. Okay. You've explained that La Palma volcano that's coming. That's not ended.
No. It's not coming. It's finishing.
Right, finishing.
And when it comes back, now this time it had a slow blow, rolling blow. Now, those tunnels are not completely filled. But once they completely fill, it's going to cause a crevice and a pressurized, what do you call the thing? It's kind of like a geode. And so when the geode cracks, it's going to cause a huge release of kinetic energy. that's going to cause that half of the island that's already split in two. Everybody knows that it's ready to go. I don't know why it's down there so far. So it's going to be like a whoosh. And when that whoosh happens, it's going to be two at the plow. And nobody's going to be looking for it. Nobody's going to be ready. Nobody's going to be making YouTubes and TikToks and TikToks and whatever the fuck they are about it. It'll just be like, huh? Y'all got your floaties. Put your floaties on. Put your little swimmies on. Blow up your little floaties and put them on your arm because you're going to need them. It's going to be like a thief in the night. Did you hear the night? The night was significant there.
All right. So you talk about something fills up in the tunnels. What? Water? Lava?
Lava.
What fills up the tunnels?
Lava.
Lava.
Okay. Well, it's magma. No, it's not true. Magma. Magma is what it is before it is exposed to the air. So it would be
right. Is
magma
filling up the tunnel now?
Yes, it is. That's where it's going. That's what it's feeding back to. That's what's going to cause that collapse that caused the Hudson River to boil. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we didn't mention that. We didn't mention that part, did we? You know where the Hudson River
right.
is, Bob? It's pretty nasty.
Yeah, I do. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What Prime Minister of Australia, Gough Whitlam, W-H-I-T-L-A-M, mid-70s, he got knocked out of power, and there seemed to be a scandal around Pine Gap, the secret observatory intelligence installation. Anything you want to say about that that's not covered in the general news about what did he
there's
do?
There's a ton. There's a ton. The whole thing was the – no. Okay, you got to do that a different way. Don't put a tag on that one and do that later because that's still becoming – that's like this week's news that you don't know about. So just hold that for 1 second. Just hold that for 1 second, and then we're going to develop it because it's ugly.
I know, and it involves the rumors about who was doing what. Queen Elizabeth got involved with that scandal. That's what you're talking about. That hasn't been finished yet.
No comments.
Correct?
No comments.
Can I play what I just played?
Play that because we didn't make a comment, but it's coming. And that'll be a little documentation for another thing that we knew about that we wouldn't say anything about that nobody knew about that couldn't happen because you said it was about, it wasn't going to be, it can't be, it wasn't going to be, if it was be, if it couldn't be because you said it can't be, that we said and you said it couldn't be, it wasn't. So if it's not going to be, it might as well be about that topic rather than anything else. So good, Bob, you're doing good.
All right, I think we can wrap up by saying is the tech body in other worlds?
Yes.
Other dimensions.
Certainly. It's feeding. It's like, okay, do you remember Fringe?
Yes.
Do you remember the different girls? One had blonde hair and one had red hair. Remember those?
Yeah, Olivia.
Olivia Dunham. Now, that Olivia Dunham was Olivia Dunham in both worlds. And the aspects were close, not exact, but they were close. They were fed by the same, what Kiska say, demeanor. Okay? They weren't exactly the same, but the demeanor was the same. Okay? So the answer is the tech body would engage exactly the same way in multi-worlds or multiverse. You're going to find multiverse might be the new word to use rather than in the different spans because they're so interacting now, Bob. That's what the rip was about. That's what the split, that's what happened to the Guff. It was absorbed same way. Those are the same words. So there's going to be more words. You got to develop that yourself a little bit. And when you do, we'll give you some more words to figure out what happened to the Guff.
Right, yes. Okay, the aliens are part of interdimensional. So they're part, that's why the some of the
they don't have a dimension, they don't suffer from a dimensionalism. They don't have a dimension. They're in all those dimensions. They don't notice that. That's like bumping into, it's between your birthday, so it can't be your day. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Exactly. That's what we're saying. It don't make any damn sense. You're right. Because it's not my birthday. Today's not my day. So when it is my birthday, that's my day. Okay, now it's my day. But everything in between that, that's a span. And I'm going to go from this one to the next one so I can know how old I am, because I don't know otherwise.
So, okay, so, yeah, so the aliens, they were the B1 are in the People magazine, Tech Body Information World, but they're involved with, that's the secret thing about the Tech Body, is it's interdimensional. That's what McLuhan intuited, yeah. Joyce intuited accidentally, and we've got the monopoly on it. Okay.
It's out of People magazine. It's out of People magazine. New Betty White turned 100.
All right. She actually was 100 before she died?
No, almost. Almost.
All right, almost. Okay, wrapping up. Mary Magdalene, the prostitute, never died, correct?
Correct, that's right. But don't make that a news flash. It'll be on Matt Drudge.
but I think I said the other day that she was the mother of Jesus.
Yeah, she was.
So she was the virgin.
She was a whore.
She was the whore.
She was a virgin. She was a virgin whore. She was a virgin whore. Yes, that's right.
So the
Who got knocked up by a big dick angel? Yeah, knocked up by a big dick angel. Uh-huh. Just saying.
So there was three Marys.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car.
Yeah, okay, good. So there were not three Marys. There was one: the Virgin Mary, the prostitute Mary, the mother of Mary.
No. There was multi Marys. It was like the upper room. That wasn't Jesus' mother. That was his whore.
Right. No, you just said Mary Magdalene was Jesus' mother. She gave birth to Jesus.
It is. But there's another Mary that was at the upper room. That was way later. That's who he was fucking.
Who was fucking? The later Mary?
Jesus, another Mary.
He fucked another Mary.
Yeah. Who was also Mary Magdalene.
Ah, there were two. So you get interdimensional, more than one person.
Yeah, there were three. There were three total.
Ah, this is like there are 20 Bobs or 12 JWs.
No, it's simple. No, it's simpler than that. It's not, you just got to look. Y'all got the time stamps all wrong. You're still thinking that one Jesus was in this temple, and 1,500 years this temple, and 1,500 years this temple. Herod's temple was not the same temple that little Jesus threw the money changers out of. It ain't the same one. You have these spans that are going along that don't work out when you start applying applicable time. When you start doing a time stamp on the temples that fail, it don't work. That's what we're saying.
Right. So there, you got three Jesuses. One of them had Mary Magdalene as a mother. Another had Mary Magdalene prostitute as a lover. The different Jesuses, the different Marys. Okay.
There's a third Mary. The third Mary is the one that found Jesus in the tomb, or found the tomb empty, which started the Emmaus Road. Because there was a lot of time between that, from Golgotha to then, you see.
Yeah,
it wasn't Jesus the third Mary. It was the third Mary, because the third Mary could not have been there. It wasn't Jesus' mother that found him. You see, the virginal. Okay. She was virginal. That's what she was. She was virginal, Bob. She was a virginal Mary.
The one who found him. The one who found him.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. There.
Okay, so you've got the three Jesus stories mixed up there. Which Mary is alive today?
The first Mary.
The prostitute or the Virgin Mary? Which one is that?
The Virgin Mary.
All right.
Virgin Mary.
Okay. Well,